Now, we do these buster things from time to time, not done one for a while. If there's someone that you know that maybe isn't saying it quite as it is and you want me to investigate, I can do that. Email is the best way to get hold of me. It will be treated with the utmost confidence. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Well, obviously, until we phone them and put it on national radio.
Or forward it around the building.
Yeah. Now, this all started in a fairly straightforward way, this one. And then, before our very eyes, turned into a complete farce. Now, this is what happened when I spoke to a girl called Beth, and she told us about a bloke that she'd met.
Hi.
Now, tell me about this guy, please.
Well, basically, I was out in Edinburgh for my friend's birthday, and
okay.
this guy just began chatting me up, and he sounded like he had an American accent, but it was a bit dodgy with a few words, so
right.
I was a bit sceptical.
Yeah, on your email it says that you think the guy might be American, but you're not quite sure.
Yeah.
What was his accent like?
Well, it was the kind of typical American twang, but there were a few words he hadn't really got down.
Right.
So, you know, instead of saying, like, tomato, he'd say tomato.
Oh,
those kinds of things.
A classic mistake.
Indeed.
So, he might have been pretending to be American, you think?
Yeah, pretty sure.
And he was chatting you up?
Yeah.
What was he saying?
Well, he said he was a record producer, and that I was quite attractive, and could I sing?
Oh.
To which my friends all laughed, because they know I'm an awful singer.
Right.
Wow. And
what did you say to him when he asked you if you could sing?
Well, I said no, really. Dying cats.
and what did he say after that?
Well, he said, you know, I could make you into a star, you know, do you want to come back to my hotel room type thing.
Okay.
A nice chat-up line.
Yeah.
To which I said, no, thank you.
Right. But on your email it says it didn't stop there either.
No, well, he said he'd worked with famous people like Mariah Carey and Akon, Mario and Kanye West, so he really was really pushing it.
Right.
And said, you know, the next time we'd be back in England, would I want to go out for dinner, possibly?
Right.
So he gave me an English mobile number, which, again, I didn't think would work.
Right. So he gave you an English mobile number.
Yeah.
This is sounding quite dodgy.
It is.
So, yeah. You'd be right in thinking that he may not be a famous record producer at all.
No.
But he has worked with Mariah, Kanye, Akon and Mario.
Apparently so.
Okay. Beth, by the way, this is Akon.
Hi.
Can I ask you, did he have a lot of bling or a big entourage? Or?
No. No, he was just with some friends, and they kept high-fiving a lot. You know, kind of like Borat style.
Really?
High-five, yeah. And I was just like, mate, no,
right.
Not really cool.
Right, so you think he wants to just cop off with you, basically?
Yeah, basically.
Have you tried to search him out at all on the internet or anything?
I did, actually. Jason Trevelyan was the name he gave me, so I did a bit of Google,
right.
And I got absolutely nothing. So I thought,
oh,
no.
Akon, do you know anyone called Jason Trevelyan?
No. That's why, but I mean, is that the name he goes by, or do you have a production name or artist name or anything other name than that?
What did he tell you?
He just said, oh, my name's Jason Trevelyan. Right. I'm a record producer. Wow.
So, I think it's fair to say you've never been produced by anyone called Jason.
No, actually, I produce myself.
Exactly.
So, as soon as he said my name, you should have crossed him out.
Yeah.
So,
Beth, what we could try and do now is maybe get this bloke for you.
That would be lovely.
What we could do is, we're going to call him up, okay?
Okay.
Now, you've got to remind him about who you are.
Okay.
And how you're really keen to meet up with him.
Right, okay.
And then, I'd like you to say that you've met this bloke who's really, really good, yeah?
A bloke?
Yeah, and could you put him on the phone?
No, okay. I got a better idea.
Okay, Akon's got a better idea.
Okay.
Yeah, tell her that you met me and you spoke to me about him, and I actually said that I've worked with him.
Okay,
say,
I like
yeah,
it.
You know, I talked to Akon, and he said, yeah, he remembered you. You know, you guys worked together. So, I mean, ask him how was it, and how was it working with me? Where do we work at, and all that? And
yeah.
And next, and I'll just come in and be like, hey, what up, Jay?
Okay. I like
Jay.
What up? Okay.
Well, maybe what you could do is we could do that, but maybe you could put him on the phone. And he could do an audition. Yeah?
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
That's even better.
Yeah?
Okay, so I'll say I've got a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Called Akon. What did I say his name?
Basically, we'll get Akon to impress him, okay, and see if he recognises his old friend.
Okay.
From back in the day. Is that alright?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem.
Right, so you get the idea, yeah? So what we would do next is we would call him and we put Akon on the line to him. Akon pretends to be a new singer, tries to impress him, but will he recognise him because he's supposed to be his producer, yeah? Or one of his producers. What happens next is truly astonishing. We were talking to Beth, and she wanted to bust the guy she met in Edinburgh when she was out with her uni friends, okay? He said he was a record producer who in the past has produced the likes of, well, big names, Mariah Carey, Kanye West, Mario, and Akon. Now, she was pretty sure that he is just saying that to cop off with her. Because it's all about, come back to my hotel. And she thought his American accent was slightly dodgy when she was talking to him in the bar. Now, before we called him up, we had absolutely no idea how dodgy the American accent was going to be. You need to hear this. It is brilliant. Why would you do this? Think about this when you're listening, right? So we were sat here with Akon for ages, ringing him and ringing him. I think he's one of those people that doesn't answer withheld numbers because it took ages to get hold of him. Eventually, we got Beth to leave him a message on his answer phone saying, I'll call you back in a minute. And this is what happened when Jason, the American record producer, answered the phone. Check the accent.
Hello?
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 Is that Jason?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. Yeah? Gee, sure. Continue.
Hi, it's Beth. Do you remember me? I met you in Edinburgh.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are things?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm in England at the moment.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Well, you know, you said I should give you a call, so...
Okay, yeah.
Well, I've got a friend. He's an amazing singer, and I was wondering if you could listen to him for me? See what you think?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Hang on.
He's a singer?
He's a friend of mine. Oh, he's amazing. He's really good.
Sure.
Let me just put him on the phone for you. Here he is.
Sure. Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm an aspiring artist.
Okay.
And I was looking for a producer.
Yeah.
Beth told me that you would probably be able to help me, you know, being that you work with Mariah and Mario and Akon. You know, by the way, speaking of Akon, like, I always looked up to him. Everybody say I sound just like him.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I can, like, you know, do a freestyle or something for you, and then you can let me know whether or not I'll be good enough to be produced the way you produced Akon.
Sure.
I see you whining and grinding up on the floor. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna love you. You already know I wanna love you. Said you already know, girl. So, Jay, what do you think?
That's good. well, I can certainly do something with that.
I mean, you know, judging from your expertise and you working with all these people, do you think I could be a star?
Well, let's take it one step at a time, but I'm sure we can do something with that, yeah.
Because I really love Akon. Do you think I sound like him?
A bit. I mean, you know, as I said, we can certainly work on that.
How was it like working with him?
It was fun. I mean, he's certainly an amazing artist. And
why are you lying, man?
Hello?
Jason?
Hello?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
What the...
And this is actual Akon on the phone now. Remember the guy you produced? The guy that just sang to you?
Okay.
You never produced Mariah either, right? I know you ain't produced me, because I produce all my own stuff.
Jason, you've never produced Akon, have you? And you're certainly not American, are you? It's the worst American accent I've ever heard. You were just trying to cop off with Beth, weren't you?
But it's cool though, man, you know. She thinks you alright. She was just testing you out, wanted to make sure if you was legitimate. As you can see, what happens in the light, a dark always comes back out to the light. See, it's a prime example. Like, you weren't meant to get away with it in the first place.
It's a great accent.
Oh,
listen, thank you so much, Akon, for doing that.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I told you the accent wouldn't let you down.
I take it all back what I've said about your impressions. You're a genius.
Thank you.
Yeah, hi.